In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. I want to remind people that tomorrow, Good Friday, starting at 9 o'clock at 1055 Commonwealth Avenue, they are going to do the Stations of the Cross. Tomorrow, Good Friday, at 9 in the morning at 1055 Commonwealth Avenue, they're going to be doing the Stations of the Cross. It starts at Planned Parenthood, 1055 Commonwealth Avenue. Oh, it would be a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful thing if people would go and join in the remembrance of our Lord giving his life for us and rising from the dead. So tomorrow at 9 o'clock in front of Planned Parenthood, they begin the Stations of the Cross. I go back to Jesus' final words, and the Word of God says, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you." Like, we just need to think about that. As the Father loves Jesus, so Jesus loves us in the same way, in that infinite way, because Jesus is both God and man. As the Father has loved Jesus, so has Jesus loved you. Continue in my love. Oh, we need to know and experience the love of God poured out by the Holy Spirit. We need to experience that as we abide in Jesus. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you. This is the night before he died. That my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. That Jesus, on the night before he died, celebrated the Passover meal, and he had joy, and he knew what was going to happen. He knew he was going to mount the cross. So he says, "These things I have spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." It's a new commandment. It's no longer love one another as you want to be loved. Love one another as I have loved you. And we cannot love people the way Jesus loves us, he gave his life for us, unless we experience, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you." Oh yes, we cannot love people with the love of Jesus unless we know and experience that as the Father loved Jesus, so Jesus loves us. "These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full." This is the Lord speaking on the night before he died. "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." That's exactly what Jesus did. That's why we say we adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. You are my friends, if you do what I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for a servant doesn't know what his Lord is about, but I call you friends. Oh yes, you are a friend of Jesus. I am a friend of Jesus. For all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. So Jesus heard from the Father and makes known to the disciples. He calls us friends. That means we are redeemed sinners. I don't care what your sin is. If you go to confession and you repent, Jesus calls you friend, friend, because he has shown us all that the Father has shown him. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. Oh, this is so important. It's not that I chose God and that I chose Jesus. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. And I ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit would remain. So whatever you ask in my name to the Father, he will give it to you. It is God's will that we produce fruit, and a fruit that will last. And you know, sometimes it doesn't take very much. Someone called me last night, a little anxious. She's in the hospital. And the only thing I did to her was just to tell her things are going to be all right. You're going to go through this. It's going to be all right. And, you know, she was going to have something on her elbow. And I didn't spend 30 seconds with her. She said, oh, God bless you, Father Tom. Thank you for giving me that word. And, you know, I'm just telling you, you don't have to do much. You don't have to do much. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. Jesus chose you and ordained you that you should bring forth fruit and that your fruit would remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in his name, he will give it to you. I ask the Father in Jesus' name that he would heal my brother physically, spiritually, psychologically, in the name of Jesus. And I pray for John. John is a young man dying. I pray, God, that your presence would fill that room, that you would be with his parents and his brothers and sisters. I pray, God, that you would do a new thing for John. I pray that that room that he's in, that he would be healed. He would be healed by the blood of Jesus. These things I command you, that you love one another. He commands us to love one another. How? The way he loves us. I command you to love one another the way that he loves us. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. I'm telling you that the world hates Jesus. Oh, they don't hate God, because God can be anything or anyone, but they hate Jesus, that he is the unique Son of the Father. He is the one who gave his life for us. He is the one who bore our sins and carried our infirmities. They hate Jesus. They don't want to mention Jesus because Jesus is a threat to people. He wants our life. He knows that we will not be happy unless we give him our life. These things I command you, that you love one another. How? The way Jesus loves us. If the world hates you, know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own, because you are not of the world. I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. You know, the Christian is in the world, but not of the world. We play with different cards, so to speak. Our cards have to do with the passion, death, resurrection of Jesus. Our cards have to do with the love of God poured out by the Holy Spirit. Yes, we play with different cards than the world. The world will hate the believer who mentions Jesus. Jesus is not very popular in the world. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. I tell you that what we receive in persecution is the will of God. Not cancer, not heart disease, but persecution is promised to us. The servant is not greater than his Lord. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you. This is real. This is real. We have been chosen out of the world. We are not of the world. We are in the world. They will persecute you if they have kept my commands they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. Remember Paul, what he heard from Jesus. Why do you persecute me? Yes, Paul could have said, I never met you. But he said, why do you persecute me? And they will do these things. They will persecute us because they know not him, the Father, that sent me. If I had not come and spoken unto them, they would have no sin. But now they have no cloak for their sin. He that hates me hates the Father. He that loves Jesus loves the Father. That's a real thing. I'm telling you, people hate Jesus. They hate Jesus. They can say they love Jesus. We talk about radical Muslims. They say they love Jesus, but they say that the Father substituted someone on the cross for Jesus. It wasn't Jesus who died. The word, the Arabic word is Isa. Well, Isa died for our sins. Isa loves us with an everlasting love. Isa loves us the way the Father loves Isa. Isa is Jesus in Arabic. You might ask how I know this, because that's one of my tongue words. And a friend of mine who knows Arabic said, you are talking about Jesus. And I said, how? She said, Isa is Jesus. Isa is Jesus. As Isa has loved the Father, and the Father has loved Isa, so Isa loves us. He that hates me hates my Father also. You know, the Muslim mantra is, God is one and he has no son. That's wrong. God is one and he has a son. His son is Isa. His son is Jesus. If I had not done among them the works which no other man did, they would have no sin. But now they have both seen and hated both me and my Father. But this comes to pass that the word might be fulfilled that is written in the law. They hated me because of my cause. But when the Comforter of the Holy Spirit has come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he shall testify of me. Oh yes, the Holy Spirit always testifies of Jesus. You can always tell who is filled with the Holy Spirit because he testifies of Jesus. And that is reality. That is reality. And you also come and hear, bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. So we have the same job as the Holy Spirit. You also shall bear witness because you have been with me from the beginning. You shall be my witnesses when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. The Holy Spirit and the church proclaim Jesus. Chapter 16. These things have I spoken unto you that you should not be offended. They shall put you out of the synagogues. This is a promise. Yes, the time comes that whoever kills you will think he is doing God's service. We see that happening in the Middle East now. And these things will they do unto you because they know not the Father nor me. If you know the Father, you know the Son. If you know the Son, you know the Father. As the Father has loved Jesus, so Jesus has loved us. But these things have I told you, that when the time shall come, you shall remember that I told them to you. What things? That they will persecute you, even as they persecuted Jesus. And these things I said not unto you at the beginning, because I was with you. But now I am on my way to him that sent me. He's on his way to the Father. And none of you asks me, where are you going? But because I have said these things unto you, sorrow has filled your heart because I'm leaving. Sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. He comes from the Father through the Son. I tell you, the Holy Spirit, the wonderful Holy Spirit who witnesses to Jesus, and we witness to Jesus. We have the same job description. Jesus says, I've got to go away, because if I don't go away, I cannot send the Holy Spirit. I cannot send the Comforter. I cannot send the Lawyer. And when he has come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they did not believe on me. That's right. The world will be reproved of sin because they didn't believe in Jesus. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and they see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of the world, the enemy of our soul, is judged. Oh, yes. The enemy of our soul has been judged when Jesus was crucified on the cross. I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. But when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. Remember, I am the way, the truth, and the life. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive what is mine, and shall show it unto you. All these things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I, that he shall take what is mine, and shall show it to you. It is so important to be filled with the Holy Spirit, because the Spirit of God always glorifies Jesus. He will take what is mine and share it with you. I tell you, the biggest problem for Christians and priests is that we don't know who we are in Christ. That's because we do not allow the Holy Spirit to be the Holy Spirit. We do not allow the Spirit of God to be the Spirit of God in our lives. In a little while you shall not see me, and again in a little while you shall see me. Why? Because I go to the Father. It's better for you that I go to the Father, because if I do not go to the Father, what did he say? I cannot give you the Holy Spirit. It's better for you that I leave, because if I don't leave, I cannot pour out the Spirit of God upon you. Remember that the Word of God said that he is with you, this Holy Spirit, but he shall be in you. Oh yes, he is with you, but he shall be in you. When Jesus breathed in them, the Spirit of God became, they became tabernacles of the Holy Spirit. Then said some of his disciples among themselves, what is this that he says unto us? A little while you shall see me, and a little while you shall not see me. And again, because I go to the Father. They said, therefore, what is this that he says, a little while? We cannot tell what he says. Now Jesus knew that they were desirous to ask him, and said unto them, do you inquire among yourselves of what I said? A little while, and you shall not see me. And again, a little while you shall see me. Truly, truly, I say to you, that you shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice. You shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy. A woman, when she is in travail, she has sorrow, because her hour is come. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembers not the anguish for joy that a man is born into the world. Yes. And you know, therefore, now have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man can take from you. Oh, yes. This joy that Jesus had on the night before he died, he gives it to us, and that no one can steal this joy. No one can steal this joy from us. And in that day you shall ask me nothing. Truly, truly, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. But now you ask nothing in my name. Ask, and you shall receive, that your joy might be full. Oh yes, he tells us again, to ask that you might receive, that your joy might be full. Again, I pray for my brother. I pray he would be completely healed of cancer. I pray that he would be spiritually healed, psychologically healed, physically healed. And I pray for John in the name of Jesus, both these people in the name of Jesus, that the Lord would visit John and even heal him, because Jesus Christ is Lord. I tell you, we serve a miracle-working God. We serve a God who's greater than sickness, a God who took our sicknesses upon the cross. This person is Jesus Christ, and he is the exact representation of the love of the Father. Oh yes, that God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. But you must remember that the Son wanted to come down from all eternity to save us from ourselves and to save us from sin. This is real. This is real. This is real. This is real. These things have I spoken unto you in Proverbs, but the time is coming when I shall no longer speak unto you in Proverbs, but I shall show you plainly of the Father. At that day you shall ask in my name, and I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you. For the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me, and you have believed that I came from God the Father. Oh yes, oh yes, the Father loves Jesus. The Father loves Jesus. And the Father has given Jesus all authority in heaven and on earth. And Jesus gives us that authority. Jesus gives us that authority. The Father loves Jesus. And Jesus has received the authority from the Father. I came forth from the Father, and I come into this world. Again, I leave the world and go to the Father. His disciples said unto him, Lo, now he speaks plainly, and he speaks not in a proverb. Now are we sure that you know all things, and need not that any man should ask you. By this we believe that you came forth from God. Jesus answered them, Do you now believe? Behold, the hour has come, and it is now here, that you shall be scattered, every man to his own, shall leave me alone, and yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you have tribulation, ha! But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. In the world you have tribulation, but be of good cheer, because I have overcome the world. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. We adore you, Jesus, that you gave us the Eucharist on this day, on Holy Thursday, Maundy Thursday. You gave us the Eucharist, the body and blood of your body and blood, soul and divinity, as Eucharist. You did not leave us orphans. We have a little chapel in the house, and we take the tabernacle in the house over to the church for the service tonight. The Lord will be reposed in that tabernacle. And you know, when Jesus left the room, you could feel the emptiness in the room, because Jesus sacramentally wasn't present. I could feel the emptiness in that room. And the room is surrounded by the saints. We have saints and angels all around. But when Jesus left that room, I tell you, there was an emptiness, a real emptiness. Tonight, we have our service at 7:30. We remember that Jesus gave us the Eucharist, that he washed the feet of his disciples, and that he ordained the priests to celebrate the Eucharist. We remember that tonight. 7:30 at Holy Rosary. We ask you to come. Then after the service, the Blessed Sacrament will be adored until midnight. We will adore Jesus until midnight. And he will be brought into the repository, and the whole church will be stripped. There will be nothing in the church but Jesus in the repository. Tomorrow is Good Friday. We have Stations of the Cross at 3 o'clock, and we have the service at 7:30. Good Friday is the only day that Mass is not celebrated. Tonight we will celebrate the Eucharist, but there will not be a final blessing. Tomorrow we will celebrate the Passion, and there will not be a final blessing. But on Saturday, we will celebrate the Eucharist again, and there will be a final blessing. What does that mean? Thursday, Friday, and Saturday is one day. It's one event, his passion, death, and resurrection. That's what it is, his passion, death, and resurrection. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So Thursday tonight, 7:30, Friday, 7:30, and Saturday, 8:30, all evening services. These are the holy days of God in the world, where we walk with Jesus through his passion into the power of his resurrection, and that there is resurrection power for all of us. There is resurrection power for all of us. I'm talking reality now. There is resurrection power for you and for me. One thing that Jesus left us was authority. The only way for you to know the authority you have is to use it. When people come to me and they have cancer, I have authority to pray for healing. You do too. And I have authority to believe for healing. And that's what I do. I certainly don't believe that they're going to just stay sick. No, I have to believe they're going to get better. Then I give it to God. I cannot make people better. I cannot make people better. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.